This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says Russia has to get out of Venezuela following the recent arrival of Russian military personnel in the country. He says all options are on the table. He repeated that several times in response to reporters' question Wednesday about whether the United States is actually willing to put boots on the ground to remove the Russians. Mr. Trump added that Moscow is well aware of the U.S. stance. Local and regional reactions are mixed over the recent U.S. decision to recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Some say the move raises tensions between Israel and its Arab neighbors, while others contend the move does not change the reality on the ground. The U.S. is the first country to recognize Golan as Israeli territory. The rest of the international community considers it Israeli occupied. President Donald Trump said keeping the Golan Heights under Israeli control is of critical strategic and security importance. The top U.S. commander on the Korean Peninsula says that he does not see signs that North Korea is moving toward denuclearizing. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
At last summer's Singapore summit, a joint U.S.-North Korea statement said the regime committed to working toward denuclearization. Since then, it's become clear the two nations disagree on just what that means.
Their activity that we've observed is inconsistent with denuclearization.
General Robert Abrams, when asked if there's been any recent change in the North's production of nuclear weapons and material and missiles, Abrams told a House panel he's seen little or no change in North Korea's broader military capability, which he said remains a threat to the U.S., South Korea, and other allies. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And this is VOA News.